Almost Famous Minute, where we're discussing the 2000 Cameron Crowe film Almost Famous, 1 minute at a time. I'm Eric Nash from Watchmen Minute.
And I'm Aaron Stark.
Yeah, good to have you back, Aaron. You are like our official co-host that comes back every now and then. We certainly hope to have you back in a couple more times later on in the movie, too.
Yep. I'll come popping back in every now and then.
You're such a big fan. I just love that. And I've been getting a couple others more recently as well. That I mean, they're just like, man, this is my like number one, or at least in the top five movies of all time for them. And they know it so well. It's amazing.
Yeah, I would definitely say this is one of my top five movies.
And then something special for this episode, starting this episode, this is the start of the, instead of three episodes a week, and I even spread them out at different points over these past three months, I think, had week off breaks here and there in releasing them. I didn't have that in mind to do at the start, but it just came about that way. And but this is the start of once a week episodes for all the way through the rest of the whole movie. So it's a whole, essentially another year and a half plus even
nice.
Until this one, this bad boy is in the books, so to speak. So that's what listeners can look forward to. Shouldn't have to adjust your podcatchers or anything. I should always still just grab them. Pretty easy. So like I said, I'm so glad to have Aaron back. But this is minute 31 here on this, so to speak, week 11 start of this. And it's minute 31, and it starts with William and Penny talking about the world and ends with William running away.
Yeah, I really like this minute. This was one of my favorite minutes, actually, of watching the movie when I was watching it the first time. The character development that happens in just this little bit of minute where William kind of goes from being the wide-eyed optimist who has no idea about anything, and he sees this beautiful girl, kind of entrances him, and he finally finds some kind of independence, and he has to even check himself.
Yeah,
I'm sure he still has it.
Well, I mean, I think that a little bit of that independence is that on display near the end of the minute where it's, you know, he hears his mom whistling and he starts to run away, and you know, because he wants to be, he does want to be a, you know, kind of obedient to his mother's wishes and so forth, and to get his ride back home, of course, too. But you know, he starts to run a little bit, and she goes, "What's wrong?" You know, and kind of stops him from running. He's, yeah, has to say nothing. You know, doesn't want to give away that he has this thing still with his mother.
Yep,
it's pretty cute that way.
He wants to let his mom still have that kind of security because he's still a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. But he's just now discovering that there's a whole big world out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that I can't quite recall if the last minute that we released, minute 30, it did start in that minute. But if there's any further, I mean, it goes out through this whole minute and then even into the next minute. The song, the piece of music, really. Created for this movie by Nancy Wilson, Cabin in the Air. And that can, you know, a lot of these songs can be found, were eventually released. One or two that weren't on the soundtrack, I think, that was, you know, put out, that did have a lot of the very more popular songs, but a couple of these Nancy Wilson penned songs were, I think, on it, but then two or three others weren't, and I think this is one that wasn't, I believe.
That's a fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah, they're wonderful. But they're on Cameron Crowe's official, his own website that he controls, The Uncool.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually released them like 10 plus years after this movie, roughly. Is there any thoughts about the, it's not, you know, it's kind of mostly piano,
really kind of mellow, kind of a mood setter, but it really still keeps in the tone of the early 70s kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of light and airy is what I, one little note I put down about that.
Yep, I would definitely say so.
And it's kind of like a theme song for these two. It comes back definitely in a pivotal scene for Penny and
Yeah,
William.
yeah, the director definitely has an affinity for giving people theme songs, theme moments, recurring elements to for different characters. And then we see Penny in this minute first starting to show William exactly what kind of fantasy world that she wants to go move to Morocco, and she wants to go live in this live in this whole other place for a whole year. And to her, that actually might be a reality. Like she could do that, but it still wouldn't be real. And William, he really, really wants to because he just sees something in her. Like that line, "Ask me again." I've always.
And the big thing I've heard about the line, but I kind of want to question it a little bit too here in a moment. But the big thing I've heard about his line of "Ask me again" was that was actually more so the actor. I mean, as much as you think that some actors aren't method actors, of course, if he was a method actor, then it really wouldn't be him, the actor, asking this. But supposedly, it's him, the actor, asking for her to repeat the line for the purposes
Then that's a
of
good. I hadn't heard that
reacting to
before.
it,
That's a good.
acting and
That's a good
reacting. Yeah.
element for directing then, because that means that Cameron Crowe is actually noticing and watching the whole scene and being able to pull out those moments. That's really cool. And then I think we also see here the first "It's all happening."
Well, no, we had it a little before.
Oh, did
The
we?
it was at the top of the ramp here, but it was at the first
Ah.
time they were at the top of the ramp. Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely the first time he's involved with it.
Yeah. And that's definitely another theme element for Penny that comes up 5 or 6 times.
She really likes she really seems to enjoy, introducing and getting this kid, as you know, I think it's going to be a recurring thing as to, with various guests in the future as well. But and certainly has been already a little bit in my recording. But what age is she really? Is she is you know she drops down to 16 with him, but when he says 15, she doesn't go there. So is she 16, or was she just dropping down along with him just to make him feel an okay age?
I always figured that it was 16, and that was one of the first moments that she opens up and is kind of honest to him and kind of like, "Yeah, I know this is all crazy, and I'm doing it the crazy thing too, but here, come along with me." I always took that to be kind of an op moment of vulnerability that she shows him. He picks up on it and kind of runs with it. I love this minute mainly because of the acting between the two of them. I think that both Patrick Fugit and Kate Hudson are just really good in this scene. And I like this is one of Kate Hudson's better kind of falling into her character moments. And you can see it come back that she wants to reestablish this kind of look a couple times later when it gets to more of a sad scene, kind of breaks that facade. She wants to still have that kind of smile and sparkle in her eye.
Now the very first line, actually, I'd like to point that out too, though, that he's saying, "I think I live in a different world," and that's really in response to what she was saying at the very end of the last minute of she was saying, for him to call her, and then we live in the same city. So apparently, and that's also what I guess she's writing down her phone number on this notepad of his and handing it back to him in this first few seconds here of this.
Because she sees something in him too, and sees kind of a bit of reality that she doesn't have anywhere else. Yep, overall, very good.
Now, and I'm curious, like you already mentioned, she says, "I'm going to live in Morocco for 1 year." Can you would you like to hazard a guess? I mean, I can't say I've thought about it a ton, but why Morocco? What's something in popular culture at that point?
No, I would think that it's just somewhere that's unknown,
Yeah.
you know, like
Ex
Timbuktu.
exotic, maybe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exotic. Somewhere that's alien that they've never heard of. It's just a name. Like you go to Morocco, you don't even have any idea what Morocco is. I think that's what it is, because it's kind of like the living in the fantasy, falling into the fantasy of the world. And she's been living with bands for a while and trying to fall into that fantasy. I think that's kind of the main thread for her character, is that she doesn't like who she is, and she keeps on trying to escape, and she keeps on being faced with who she really what is really happening, and she doesn't like.
Yeah, I think definitely when you're on again later in a movie, I think I'd love to explore that more. Definitely have to note that down when I'm editing or what
Yeah.
have you, or
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of particularly the parts where she's having more of the relationship elements. That's kind of her world's crashing down, and she
yeah.
has to face the fact that she's the reality of it is that she's just a band girl, you know, and but that's what she really wanted. In this stage, right where we're at with here, is where she's still looking at it with rose-colored glasses. She gets to follow around this dream, and then she does, and the dream sucks.
And then she's walking, while he's kind of walking, and then starts to run, like I said before, she's walking back down the ramp at this point as the minute ends, and he's doing that other thing, like I said. I guess she's gonna go back through the get back in through the door. I don't know if that Freddy's still gonna be there manning that door. I
Oh,
mean,
I'm sure she'll be able to get in.
they just must have had to pass by him then too in order to leave. And you kind of have to wonder if he was kind of happy William was leaving this the kid that he didn't want to let in.
Yeah.
Be a weird little meet up confrontational or something maybe when they're leaving, but I guess she'll get her way back in, I guess, and then leave through sometime later through some other door.
She seems to have the ability to, she seems
Oh,
to
there
have
he
the
is.
ability to go through pretty much whatever door she wants
Yeah,
to in this.
yeah. Oh, is there any other parts of this that you'd want to talk about? Anything else? I think I've run through my
No,
notes.
that pretty much covers all my notes.
Yeah. We certainly do have the next part of this minute, which is the real end of this part of the scene, but it doesn't last too long for that. So, do you want to just since we've already been through all the ranking and all that good stuff, and your experience with the movie, you can talk about your own things you're doing out in the world there, let people
Oh,
know how to
geez.
find you and.
I'm all over the place right now, all over the world. I can find me on Twitter at StarkDad1313, or at Instagram at AaronGStark79, or on Facebook at Aaron Stark. And I've been on doing a ton of media. I've had like four or five different major media interviews this last week come out. And then I have a movie that I premiered in San Diego last week that's going to be taken to schools called Just Another Tuesday. Soon that will be available on internet and video on demand. Before the end of this podcast, I will have that link available for everybody listening. And yeah, I've just got a lot coming, so stay tuned. Go to my Facebook group, You Are Not Alone.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we will, like I said, come back next week. Not Wednesday, or not. I don't even know what day of the week this is going to be coming out for sure just yet. Probably Monday, but probably on every Monday, hopefully. But for week 12, it'll be minute 32. I definitely want to point out as part of this going to weeks as well. This is the big thing that's happened for the show, pretty much right off the bat, but well after I had gotten the first half hour, the first 30 minutes are recorded. That this is the first time I'm saying this on this show. It's on Almost Famous Minute, as well as my other show, Feels Like Weezer. They're both on and part of the Pantheon Rock and Roll Podcast Network. And there's almost like two dozen other shows there at this time as of recording, and it seems like we're adding roughly another podcast roughly about every once a month. But they usually come in little batches, it seems like. But it's a great network, and I really think everyone should go and just look on look at the pantheonpodcast.com. So the other big thing I'd just like to mention too, just probably do this maybe roughly every other episode, I'll mention the whole Movies by Minutes community as well. So you find that by going to moviesbyminutes.com. And currently there's like 144 different Movies by Minute shows. And they're not all down to the minute either. Some are 5 minutes, some are scene by scene. But that's a great community as well. We'll be back next time for Minute 32. And until then, it's all happening.
It's all happening.
I am a golden god!
Queen of Hearts is always your best bet.